The night I was born, there was no rally. For months, I was with my mother, but barely, because I was small and getting smaller. My mother was hiding too, so in many ways, we were both becoming ghosts. I can't imagine the math she did those first 100-something days, bargaining what help we could or could not receive in a country that closed to us. Eventually, she traded. She would become the ghost, and I could become the girl. She gave me to a social worker, who gave me to an orphanage, who gave me to Korea, who gave me to a foster mom, who gave me to a volunteer on an airplane, who gave me to the parents who raised me, here, on the other side of the Pacific. It is my duty to not forget my mother, who needs me to remember the woman she was. All of these are my family. In my story, they belong together. There was no rally the night my son's father first kissed me. Those days, he ran out of breath just looking at me. With him, my heart had no border. He used to wake up and tell me his dreams. In them, he was always running. The night there was a rally, I held my son before bed. His breath touched my breath. His smile is his father's smile. Because of this, they are always together. He is still too young to know he is a protest. He understands the language of loss, but doesn't speak it. Today, while thousands marched, he was just a boy who went fishing with his grandpa. In the stillness, I can smell the sea on his skin. If anyone tried to separate us, I would swallow the ocean just to shipwreck them. I would draw a maze around a maze around a maze until they could not find us. I would run forever, and I would never break eye contact. I would wake us up again. And again, before we became ghosts, I already know how.